Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who giveth of his wisdom to mere flesh and blood. As we embark on America's third century of freedom, we offer thanks to you, who guides the destinies of individuals and of nations. And as we begin this day, the process of choosing our nation's leadership, remind us, O Lord, that you are our only leader. And as we approach the halls of power and influence, remind us also that our power is mortal and temporal, while yours is immortal and everlasting. For in the midst of the tumult and clatter of these proceedings, we need to listen to the still, small voice within us, which is yours. Teach us anew those concepts which are the bedrock of this nation, that liberty is more than merely a word, compassion more than a slogan, honesty more than a catchword, justice and mercy and equality more than platitudes. We ask of you not material things. Of these we in this land have been blessed in much abundance, but rather we ask things of the Spirit for this great republic. May we leave forever behind us hypocrisy and greed and meanness of spirit. And ultimately, may we arrive where we started 200 years ago. O Creator of all men, grant us the will and the energy to create a society in which we can have confidence in ourselves, trust in our fellow men, and faith in you. And may your own promise in your holy Bible be fulfilled in our own time. Vinosati shalom ba'oretz, and I will bestow peace upon the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Amen.